Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and our God and our Savior and our Healer and our Deliverer and our Provider, our everything, our King is our everything. He is a mighty God, the greatest, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the God of gods. Lord, as your word go out today, I ask you to reveal the mighty word of the living God to us as we talk about angels and what these big fellows do to help us, to guide us, to protect us. May we get more and more revelation on these big fellows, beautiful, majestic beings that you created that are to be ministering spirits to watch over us, your sons and daughters. And we worship you and praise you and thank you for these guys. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. Amen. Now then, some of the things that we talked about last week, we were talking about some of the things in the last day or two that angels do. You know, we're talking about angels are guards of gates in heaven, and they measure things. And then we were talking about angels wage war in heaven, because there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Now, that's in Revelation 12, starting with verse 7 through 9. But it says, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, there are some of the names of the enemy that you need to recognize. The great dragon. Now, I'm going to tell you that I know many stories about men and women that have had pictures of dragons in their workplaces, in their homes, and it has allowed Satan to come in and to do devastating things to them, to ruin their finances, to ruin their blessings, to make them sick, make their children sick. And it's just a fact of life. Just like in so many people that are involved in the martial arts. If you go into their place of business, many a time you'll see a big dragon on the wall. Now, I'm going to tell you, that dragon is a symbol of the devil. And I'm going to tell you that that will bring sickness and disease and devastating things to your house. Because the Lord tells us to have nothing to do with evil. But we don't believe him. But here he's called the great dragon, the old serpent, the devil, and Satan. And those are some of the names that's given him in the Word of God. Now then it says, and he deceiveth the whole world. Now that means you and me. That means that Satan has deceived every one of us. Now he deceived me an awful lot of times, and I know he still does today. But he's not having as much luck at deceiving me today as he did 20 years ago, because I have studied this book. I have read the Word of God in great detail, and so I'm learning what I can do in the name of Jesus. Now, I don't know all the things I can do in the name of Jesus, but I'm learning all the time what I can do. But Satan was cast out into the earth. Now, just think where he was cast out to. He was cast out down here to the earth where you and I live, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, his angels are wicked spirits, those evil spirits that are in the heavenlies that we're having to do warfare against. These boys are more than likely, most of the time, invisible, although they can manifest themselves into a form of a visible person. There is examples in the Word of God where both good and bad angels have manifest themselves where that you can see them. So you have to be very careful. As you go through life, you're fighting against an invisible host called the great dragon, the old serpent, the devil, and Satan, and all of his wicked angels that were cast out of heaven with him. You and I are fighting against these angels on a regular basis. Now, these angels are out to kill you. Satan is out to destroy you. But just like Proverbs 26:2 says, no curse can come upon you undeserved. Now, if Satan could just come upon you with his angels and kill you anytime he wanted to, you and I would already be dead. But he cannot until he gets legal right. When the Lord allows him to do these things, then he puts us to the test. And we go through all these various trials and tests, which are strengthening us, making us better men and women, as far as the kingdom of heaven is at hand. How can you possibly learn how to be an overcomer if you don't have an adversary? You cannot. So you have to be able to go through trials and tests and do warfare praying and learn how to be an overcomer against Satan and his demons. When you learn how to do that, you will be able to do a whole lot of things that you don't know how to do right now. Now then, another thing that angels do, which is pretty awesome. Now this story in 2 Chronicles 32, starting with verse 21, it says, angels execute judgment. Now think about this. And the Lord sent an angel, which cut off all the mighty men of Valor, and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. And when he was come into the house of his God, they that came forth of his own bowels slew him there with the sword. That's kind of around the world way of saying his own children. But you can't hardly go wrong when you said they that came forth of his own bowels slew him there with the sword. In other words, here was an angel. Now, if you really go over and read that and also the other records of it, you will find out that when King Sennacherib came to do warfare with Jerusalem or with Israel, King Hezekiah and Isaiah, they prayed to the God in heaven. Now, when they prayed to the God in heaven, he answered. And they asked him to do something to protect them because this king of this Syrian country, which was making fun of him, of God, they were coming against them to destroy them. And he was joking at them, saying that their God could not protect them. So he was going to kill them, and he was laughing about doing it. Well, when Hezekiah and Isaiah prayed that night, the Lord sent just one angel, and that one angel that night killed 185,000 Syrian soldiers, so that the next morning when they woke up, there was not anybody left except the king, King Sennacherib. And so he was so ashamed of what happened and so humiliated, he went back to his own hometown and his own country. And when he did, he went in to pray to his God in his own temple. And when he did, his own children came in with a sword and killed him there because he looked so bad to all the people. Isn't that a shame what people do? But what did this angel do? This angel executed judgment against this nation of Assyria, for the simple reason that these people had been mocking God and saying bad things against God's people and been living wicked. So the Lord just sent an angel over there, and that angel executed the judgment that was brought against them by the Lord, and the Lord told him exactly what to do. So he went into that camp and literally killed 185,000 soldiers in one night. All you need is two or three of those kind of guys, I guess, huh? That's all I think I need. Maybe a half a dozen sometimes. Now then, here's another example in Psalm 78, verse 49. It says, he loosed on them the fierceness of his anger, sending sorrow and trouble. He dispatched against them a band of destroying angels. Now then, I'm going to tell you, you don't want to make the Lord angry. Because whenever you go into this, you will find here, he says he loosed on them the fierceness of his anger. Now, if you make the Lord angry and he sends sorrow and trouble, he says he dispatched against them a band of destroying angels. So if you get a band of destroying angels dispatched against you, we're in big trouble. That's all I got to say. Here in this particular scripture in Psalms 78, we're talking about the Egyptian people that the Lord had shown all these mighty signs and wonders to, and how they continued to do evil in his sight. And so he had sent these band of evil angels against them to destroy them. Now, God's in control in the heavens, and I don't care what anybody says. I think we're like so many people. We think God is an old grandfather up there in the heavens shaking his hands saying, "What am I going to do with these kids of mine that are so disobedient down there on the earth?" But let me tell you, that's not God at all. He's in control. He is the king of the universe. All he's got to do is snap his finger or breathe or just speak a word, and these good or evil angels come to do his bidding. The good angels are out there to bless us and help us and to do good things. But here in this particular scripture, it said he sent a band of evil angels against them, and they were all destroyed. So if you provoke God to anger, you're in big trouble. Those powerful, wicked angels will come against you. Curses will come upon you. That's what's wrong with America today. America, as well as so many other nations of the world, have provoked their angels. We have said the wrong things to God. We have not loved him. We've not thanked him. We've not praised him. We've not worshipped him. Even some Christians will sit down to eat a meal and will absolutely refuse to give God thank you for these things, because they're in a restaurant and they don't want to be saw. They don't want to be seen before people in public giving God glory. Well, let me tell you, if you want God to do great and mighty and wonderful things for you, give him the glory in all the things you do. We've come to the end of another day. I'd like to invite you to call me for teaching tapes on these angels or any other subjects. 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can find our list of tapes and stuff on the web, www.tlsm.org. Also, we'd like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon, the Living Savior Church at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. It's right near the intersection of Shady Trail and Walnut Hill in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. Come praise the Lord with us.